is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They are free. Those other talk shows want to charge you for their sites. Enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we go to your phone calls about whatever you want, then coming up, we'll announce who our special guest is going to be at the end of the week. I'm pretty excited about it. First, we go to ladies first, Jessica, listening in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jessica.
Hey, Ian, how are you doing?
You don't sound like a Jessica to me.
Is the operation going well?
Oh, operation. Very nice. Very nice. I just wanted to talk about some metals.
Is your name Jessica?
Yes, my name is Jessica.
Okay. Go ahead there, Jess.
Thank you. Well, you've been discussing gold and silver the whole night. I just wanted to let everybody know that the nickel, the United States nickel, you know, it's worth, so they say, 5 cents. As of maybe a couple months ago, it's actually worth, its melt value is worth 6.2 cents. So if you don't have the money for silver or gold, you know, stock up on them nickels.
Yeah, the two coins that you should be saving off for, you know, longer-term storage if you believe in this, you know, crash of the dollar or so forth would be pennies, which I think are worth around 4.5 cents or so for one penny.
But isn't it illegal now to melt down pennies?
To melt them, yes.
Yeah, sure. But it wouldn't stop them.
Does that stop you?
No, no.
Okay.
But it wouldn't stop them from being traded for their melt value in the future in the event of, you know, massive inflation. It wouldn't stop them from being, you know, tokens that are worth maybe a quarter or something like that down the road, even though it's stamped only a nickel, just because it's got melt value.
Gotcha.
Right.
So what else?
That's
you
all I wanted to share.
All right. Thanks for the call.
That's
appreciate it. Let's talk
cool.
to Jim, listening in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim.
Jim. Hey, Ian, Mark, and Sam, how are you?
Hey, Jim, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I called to address two separate issues, one regarding environmental stuff and the other one regarding military defense.
All right.
I wanted to first say that I agree for the most part with everything you guys have to say about having a free market society based off of that. But there are these two situations are the two that have been nagging me for a long time about how government in some way has to be involved, and then I was wondering if I could get a free market perspective from you.
Great.
For the first one, environmental stuff, I called in several weeks ago, and actually Sam was talking about his tree farm when I was mentioning old-growth forests, and it's kind of related to that, where there have been several instances throughout human history, especially the last century or two, where human beings have gone on killing sprees of several different types of animals or habitats based off of them being commodities. Like shark fins are harvested off of sharks in Japan, then the bodies are just dumped into the water and they are left to sink to the bottom.
And buffalo.
Yeah, exactly. Hundreds of millions of animals are dying because of a free market demand for them. And throughout those periods of history, government has stepped in and made that type of killing illegal, thus saving the species. So I was just wondering how
are cows
doing? Market system.
How are cows doing?
Cows are doing fine.
Why?
Because there's a demand for them, and people are
there's the ability to own them.
True.
You can't own sharks, and it's because you can't homestead ocean.
So,
because the government won't let you.
Yes.
So the government may save the sharks, but the government endangered the sharks in the first place.
Here's what I'd recommend. Recommend taking a look at Mary Ruart's excellent book, Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. She does a brilliant job of addressing this particular issue, and it's a good question. It really is, because the government loves to position itself as the savior of the animals. When, as Mark is pointing out, the fact that they prohibit ownership of certain types of animals. You can own dogs and cats, and there's plenty of those around. You can own chickens, and you can own cows, and there's plenty of those around. But it's elephants and other animals like that that the government says, well, it's wrong to own these animals, and so therefore you shouldn't own them. And so if a product is created from that particular animal, elephants, for instance, ivory, if a product comes from that particular animal, then it's still in demand in the marketplace, just like drugs are still in demand, even though the government has outlawed those. And so the demand in the marketplace essentially creates a black market for the animal trade, and you have basically gangsters, poachers, coming onto private property in some cases, or in many cases it's government land.
It's government land.
Most of the time. They're coming onto government land, and they're slaughtering these animals. And, of course, they're poachers, so they don't care about breeding them. They don't care about any future in these animals or their products that they create. They just want to extract what exists on the earth right now with no thought for sustainability. Whereas the people in the marketplace that would harvest products from these animals, as we do with pigs and cows and chickens and all these other animals we're so used to having plenty of, if we are able to do that, then the people in the marketplace would breed them as they do all the other animals today. And I understand that that upsets a lot of people with the pro-animal rights concept, that mentality. It upsets them that these animals are special, and they shouldn't be bred, and they shouldn't be owned, and they shouldn't be made have products made from them. But the fact is, allowing people to own and make products from animals ensures that those animals continue on into the future. There's Dr. Ruart actually brings up some numbers from Africa where she looks at the elephant population in different places, in different countries in Africa, and how they were handling the elephants. And in one country, they allowed the natives to actually homestead and own the elephants and take care of them. And once the natives had a say, once they had a stake in the existence of the elephants, then they had an interest in chasing off the poachers. And once they could own the elephants and breed elephants, then there was no shortage anymore in that particular case. So all the numbers bear it out, and the statistics bear it out. Freedom allows for animals to survive, but government control creates the circumstances that are necessary for their extinction.
My stepdad, in fact, was a game warden charged with protecting the animals. And he did actually a sting on the gallbladders. The Chinese take the bear gallbladders, grind them up into a powder, and it's a very expensive medication. Well, he would catch people trafficking these things and do sting operations and so forth. Well, where they were going to hunt the bears was in the state parks. So, it's just another support of the example you just gave happening right here in America, too.
So, Jim, your thoughts on that?
Well, to counter that, I would like to use the passenger pigeon as the example. It was back in the 1800s that they were considered, by anyone's estimates, that it was the most abundant bird on Earth. So flocks would be like 300 miles long, numbering in the billions, and people would just shoot at them, and people were harvesting them, people were using them to eat. Apparently they were very delicious. And the last one died in 1914, even though people were harvesting them and people were taking care of them as best as they could. But I would say that the free market still allowed it to disappear off the face of the earth. And also, if we had, without government, you wouldn't have Yellowstone or Yosemite National Park.
That's an assumption. Obviously the marketplace, the government moved in, but government has a tendency to kind of find the direction that things are going and then step in front of it. A politician loves to get out in front of a parade. So, maybe Yellowstone and Yosemite specifically wouldn't have been saved, but maybe they would have if the marketplace decided, we need these big places for people to go, because those are huge attractions where people go and they spend a lot of money to go see those amazing things.
We'll come back with more here. 800-259-9231. Is the free market perfect? No, It's certainly not.
I don't know what the government's
better than coercive force. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. We've got a webcam. It's free and brought to you by our friends over at memorydealers.com. The webcam is on the same page as our chat rooms. You can go in, you can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at cam.freetalklive.com. It's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. Jurisdictionary.com explains the rules of the American and, honestly, the sort of English common law court system. You can apparently people are ordering it in Canada and India and Australia, all over the world. It's jurisdictionary.com. Sam, you have this course. I've been borrowing it and studying it. It's a great course and gives people the basics on how to take their tickets to court and fight them. Any case, honestly, civil, criminal, the whole thing.
The basic framework of how to use the legal system.
How to file draft pleadings, understanding the court's power, getting evidence from opponents, motions, hearings, objections, and defenses. Just go to jurisdictionary.com, and for everybody who has ordered this this course that can be understood by an eighth grader in 24 hours, thank you for the ordering it. I hope you enjoy it as much as Sam and I have, and send them some recommendations at jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We've got Jim on the line in Iowa. He has come well prepared for this discussion tonight. We are talking about animals and extinction. And, of course, the position of our show here, and I think I can speak for all of us on this one, is that the marketplace, the free marketplace, is the best way to protect animals from going extinct. Dr. Mary Ruart shows that with African elephant, elephant in her book, Healing Our World. But Jim came back with an
example. There's a myriad of examples out there besides just the elephant, but Jim did find one that was a stumper.
Yeah, Jim, are you with us? Jim, did we lose Jim? Jim in Iowa? Jim going once?
Jim, hello, this is Jim.
There he is. Okay, great. So Jim's still here. And Jim, you brought up the passenger pigeon, which you said, and we looked it up during the break there on Wikipedia to learn a little bit more about it, was a very prolific animal. And it went extinct allegedly in 1914 when what was believed to be the world's last passenger pigeon died. And there are reasons here that they cite, and they say that the slave trade, there was the passenger pigeon was food for slaves, and so it was very popular, and so it was fairly popular to kill them and provide them as food. And you said that, hey, this is an example of where the marketplace was in charge of these things, and they didn't breed them to the point where they kept them going, and so market failure, right, Jim?
Right.
Okay. I'm just going to accept all of that at face value. People make mistakes, and the marketplace isn't perfect, but government's coercive force is far less than perfect. It is. It creates dangerous unintended consequences, and we can see how the government coercion preventing people from owning animals absolutely leads to their poaching and their eventual extinction, because if people don't have a stake in owning, in the ability to own and profit from animals, then they won't have an interest. And it doesn't necessarily even have to be profit. For instance, there are organizations, we've mentioned them on the air before, like the Nature Conservancy. These are private charitable groups that essentially go around and buy up swaths of land because they believe that there's something good about having land being in its pristine natural state. And so these are organizations, I think the Audubon Society is another one, they go and they buy up swaths of land in many cases so animals can have a natural place in which they can flourish because they believe that building buildings is bad for a natural habitat. And I think they're right about that. And so these are folks that go around and they spend their own money and they raise money on a voluntary basis to protect the things that they find important. Maybe some of these organizations were not in existence, or maybe they were just beginning their getting started in the early portion.
Oh, I don't think they even existed.
The 20th century.
I mean, the Audubon Society took pictures of birds back then, right?
I don't know, Mark. I'm just saying maybe. I don't know. I haven't looked into their history, but they certainly weren't as established then as they are today. So if somebody had decided that the passenger pigeon was worthy of keeping around, they could have done it. It was their fault for not doing that. It's not like anything prevented them from doing it. It's not like there were madmen around looking in every nook and cranny to kill every last passenger pigeon. If you had your own piece of property and you wanted to make it so passenger pigeons were welcome to live there, you could have done that had you been alive in the early part of the 20th century. So what I'm saying is, had somebody wanted to save the passenger pigeon, they wouldn't have been prevented from doing so.
I do have a question. Though it's James, right?
It's Jim.
Jim.
Yeah.
We'll pick one of those. Jimmy, do you, you seem like an expert in this area. Why the passenger pigeon? Why not the ringneck dove or the rock dove or, you know, any of the varieties of other competing, you know, really closely related birds? Why did they shoot this one, and how did it go extinct? I mean, really? It went extinct from people eating it? It seems incredible that it went from blotting out the sun for days to extinct.
You're absolutely right, and I agree with Ian on what you're saying about not using coercive force, but in accordance to the passenger pigeon, again, it was the most abundant bird on Earth, allegedly. One of the reasons that it was declining in numbers was that people were cutting down their food supply in the eastern plains of the United States. Another reason was that they were literally just shooting shotguns up into the flocks, and you would have dozens of pigeons falling down.
But do you understand how many pigeons you have in order to shoot a shotgun up and knock that many down? I mean,
right. It was incredible.
So I don't feel like, man, like you explained to us how, you know, a couple of weeks ago when you called in, how 60-80% of Native Americans died from diseases that the white man brought, and not from them, their interactions with white people other than that. And
I didn't say that.
You did not say that?
I don't know.
That wasn't me.
Okay. Well, okay. Somebody said that and it sounded really, really scientific-y. And I believed it. It seems like it would probably be the food source of the passenger pigeons that, you know, went to farm fields or whatever it is that they did, rather than people hunting them. I just don't feel like people could hunt them to death.
The ironic thing was, once it was kind of becoming aware that the passenger pigeon was declining in numbers,
mm-hmm.
more hunters said, oh, I need to get my chance at shooting a passenger pigeon. So, ironically, they went out and shot more of them before they disappeared, so it increased the hunting of it.
According to the Wikipedia story, there also there's a suggestion here. They don't know, but the suggestion is that the birds may have suffered from Newcastle disease, an infectious bird disease that was introduced in North America. So that could have been a factor as well. You know,
I'm completely mystified as to how people could hunt them out of existence on a continent. The dodo bird. I got it, right? Like they're the largest bird on a relatively small island, and they don't taste terrible. I can see how they would get hunted out of existence, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
If this bird was apparently, as it was, commercially viable, it's what's surprising to me is that there wasn't some company started up to manufacture these birds. I mean,
it was a relatively early,
a long time ago, that's for sure. So we'll bring it back. I know you had another question about military, and so we'll get to that here in a moment. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, ENA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they are free. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you need to buy, they likely sell it. Dozens of categories, even used items if you need to save a few bucks. Plus, if you buy brand new, you can likely get free Super Saver shipping on whatever it is you're ordering. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, enter through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
And if you're watching the cam at cam.freetalklive.com, you have memorydealers.com to thank for it. They are now the new sponsor of the cam. And they offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, X2s, and that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship, overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. If you don't know any of those terms, don't worry, neither did I, but it's kind of a specialized source, but the principal over there at Memory Dealers really likes Free Talk Live and really wants to support Liberty.
If you know what those things are, you definitely want to talk to Memory Dealers.
You really do. They're cheap.
I know what those things are.
Less expensive.
I don't think I'll spare the audience the explanation.
Yeah.
That's good, because we've got to get back to the phones and the fun. 800-259-9231. We go back to Jim listening in Iowa. Now, Jim, you called in with the intention to discuss two things, and we held you through. We talked about animals and how the free market is the best way to protect animals, and you agreed in the long run that using coercive force is a really bad idea, so that means you must support the ideas of the free market then, right?
I do, and that's why I should bring up my second point. Okay. Of how the free market would address this one. Let's assume that the free market society that you and I both envision is occurring within a certain geographic location, perhaps New Hampshire or somewhere bigger.
Yeah.
It would be naive to think that at some point there wouldn't be some other group of people, an oligarchy or a dictator or another nation of individuals who do not feel the same way about liberty and have the intention of dominating the free market society with guns, tanks, cruise missiles, anything, and to conquer, in order to conquer, ravage, kill, enslave, whatever negative verb you want to insert there. How would a free society protect itself without some type of bigger entity to design the type of weaponry capable of countering?
It's a great question. How are the insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan doing against the biggest, most well-funded, technologically advanced military in the world?
Well, the Pashtuns are doing guerrilla warfare, and they've been surviving for thousands of years.
The who are?
Pashtuns.
Pashtuns.
Pashtuns. I don't know what that is.
That's the people in this in Waziristan.
Waziristan?
Southern Afghanistan.
Gotcha.
This is like a geography course for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't pay any attention to that stuff. I just know that the military isn't exactly having the easiest time with those folks because they're on their home turf, and they're not playing by the same rules as the military. And the fact is that we would do better. The free market would do far better than they because protection would be a service in demand. If people had the similar feel of the fear as you do, as many people do, they're always afraid that somebody's out there trying to get them, then they would be able to hire private protection agencies who would be competing in the marketplace for the best protection services, lowest cost, and they'd be innovating and coming up with radical new ideas that certainly the government's military never would have thought of before. And it would be decentralized, so there wouldn't be centralized military bases for them to attack and take over. There wouldn't be some sort of government that they could assume control over.
I think that's the most important aspect of this, is that in this world that you're talking about, there isn't a capital for them to go and get. They don't hold a gun to the governor's head, and the governor says, okay, New Hampshire's yours. They don't do that because you actually would have to conquer every person. And I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's gosh darn difficult.
You'd have to defeat not only every person. First, you'd have to defeat all of the protection agencies and all of the technology and innovations that they've come up with.
And every yucker dude decided that they needed a cruise missile in order to prove that they were the biggest man on the block.
So it would be very difficult. Plus, you also have the fact that the protection agencies could innovate neat things, and I don't know what they would come up with, but I can come up with some basic ideas like, assassination for whoever it is that's ordering the attacks. So whatever this group is.
You can believe that the government doesn't do anything like that. They don't want assassinations.
Right. The governments have interlocking agreements with one another, these rules of warfare, where it's basically, okay, we'll let the little peons, troops, they can fight it out with each other and kill one another, but us in charge, we will never attack one another. We have an agreement, a gentleman's agreement against assassinating one another, but the private protection agencies would not have that gentleman's agreement, and if so, if some madman decided that he wanted to try to take over New Hampshire, he would all of a sudden have quite a large bounty on his head, and the private protection agencies would offer that bounty to anybody that that would take him out, which could include the guy's right-hand man. I mean, do you want to work for Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein for the rest of your life, or do you want to cash in and make $25 billion or $25 million or whatever the arbitrary amount would be set at, and then live sweet for the rest of your days for turning in the guy that was the madman in the first place? So this is just one idea as to how things could play out. But Sam's been chomping at the bit to jump in here.
No, the one example that you guys didn't touch on, and I think you've covered most of the bases, is that there are companies out there who are making a lot of money selling their products and services in the marketplace, and they want to spread goodwill. They want to be seen as a leader helping the community advance and do things.
Like when Walmart brings a truck full of water and ice to a hurricane devastation.
And if somebody's coming in and attacking, and they can use that as an opportunity to help this family defend itself from this foreign aggressor, That's something that I think is, defensive assistance is something that I think companies would jump in and help out with.
The Coca-Cola missile shield.
So if I can understand correctly, you guys are proposing either families or individuals personally defending themselves against tanks and armies, Or would you also suggest that maybe these guerrilla fighters or individuals would group together to fight in larger groups with each other to have a more...
Did you miss the point about the private protection agencies, private organizations that would be created in order to defend against such threats?
Well, so, okay, you would have these private organizations, but it would eventually umbrella to a certain point where you have so many individuals within a certain a certain protection agency that's essentially becoming another government entity again.
No, because governments are coercive. They're violent monopolies, and these are private agencies that are operating in a competitive marketplace, so no one is forced to purchase their services.
Unless your house is threatened for being bombed, then this is the only protection agency on the block.
Do you only have one plumber on your block?
No, but it would be kind of silly to think that you would have lots and lots of big protection agencies that would be able to equip themselves with tanks, cruise missiles, jet fighters, etc. You'd have to have maybe one or two or three of those.
Well, and I think it would be equally silly to think that one protection agency is going to come in and, you know, provide a good service, get a lot of customers, and then over time start turning on those customers and not have some competitor come in and replace them in the marketplace.
Yeah, whenever a market actor gets too greedy, that becomes a market opportunity for somebody else who's in search of a profit. And you also are ignoring the point that Sam made about these companies looking to harness goodwill. If there's a company out there that's screwing over its customers, and there's another company out there that's rescuing people just for the heck of it to show that they're a good company, then who's going to get the business? Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate the discussion. It was a good one. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Remember the story out of India where hundreds of poor people are buying private schools, and the ones that can't afford to are given it
and
by the private school operators.
You know, those people in Southwest Air Standard are defending themselves real fine against tanks and armies.
Yep, there's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, all the features there we give to you. And those features include our various different ways to listen into the program. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions, plus our webcam, as well as the Free Talk Live listen lines, which is a way that you can listen in via your cell phone or any other phone that can dial long distance. Get all the details, tune in, listen.freetalklive.com. Doing a little bit of experimentation here in the remaining moments of the program. We are connected to our network with a voiceover IP codec, an internet codec. Normally we use an ISDN line, so to those of our radio listeners, we may actually sound better because we've got a much better sound quality, but maybe there's going to be some blips and some drops, so bear with us if you hear that stuff. We're just testing stuff out here.
You're the one who hears this stuff. I mean, most people are listening on AM radios, and there's blips and drops all over the place, and they're assuming it's an airplane flying over or something. If they even hear it at all.
All right. So, my board op's telling me there's a hiss. If it's bad, switch back to ISDN. Anyway, we go on with your phone calls here at 800-259-9231. And we talked to Dan listening in Georgia. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I guess, first of all, you know, if you listen to or read a lot about economies, and a lot of economics theorists don't believe that we have a free market. There hasn't been one except in the late 1890s. But, you know, that aside, I think most governments have used animals as more of a tool to attack and coerce other people, like Buffalo Bill and all of that during the settling of the U.S. I mean, they killed off almost all the buffalo just to starve the Indians into submission. Mm-hmm. And then, they sink nuclear aircraft carriers and old submarines into the ocean to just get rid of them with nuclear reactors that haven't been decommissioned, and this is who you want protecting animals. And I've lived in Austin, Texas, and you know, they would take a piece of property away from people and say, oh, we're protecting the toad or the swallow or the owl or whatever it was. 10 years later, they sell it to some developer that's a crony of, you know, who's ever in power at the time, and they build apartment complexes on it.
Yeah, and we have the EPA constantly expanding their authority and their purview, nowadays there are people who have puddles on their land that have to go through all sorts of, jump through all kinds of hoops and things.
Wetlands.
And do impact studies, and it's so absurd. It's just another method of government stepping in to control people's lives, and they're using the animals, the environment, the climate, whatever they need to control you.
Well, I think it all goes back to Agenda 21, and they're just using that as a mechanism to basically take everything from us.
What is Agenda 21? Is that the UN thing?
Yeah, that's the, there was the, Club of Rome, I think was their original name, and they came up with the plan for the entire planet, how they were going to take care of the national parks, the wetlands, and everything else. And like all, even the, they call it, what do they call it, harmonizing all the laws on the planet, you know, so that like there's all the environmental laws are being harmonized, all the, like building codes are even being harmonized with Europe, or the EU, Canada, Mexico, the United States.
So this is like a UN-approved set of code, basically.
Yeah.
It's a lot more than that. It gets into all sorts of things. They want to reduce
growth.
The size of the cities, put people in these high-rise buildings where it's very strange. I haven't read the whole document, but I know it goes into a number of different things.
Well, have you heard of the Enclosure Acts that went on from, I think it was the 15th century forward in England, and that's how they got the peasants off the land.
I have not.
And that had to do with poaching, where, you know, one time the agrarian societies there, and when they were more of a feudal society, they would, have joint. Everybody in the village would share a field. You know, you'd graze there, you'd grow your crops there. But as the nobility decided they wanted to move the peasants off the land and have it for themselves, which is about all England is now, they started up with what were called enclosure acts. And these were just laws that they would pass to take a piece of property and give it to an individual. And then that was the beginning of private property. And it was always given to the lord, you know. It's funny how the peasants never got any of it. And then if you poached on it, you were sent to places like Australia. In fact, that's what most of the criminals sent to Australia were. You know, poor people poaching on the Lord's property.
Very interesting. I appreciate that. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Dan?
Oh, yeah, but that's probably enough.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So John Stossel is booked for Saturday night, which is great because I've always wanted to talk to John. I actually met him briefly at one of the Free State Project Liberty forums a few years ago. I think he came out of an elevator and, I said hello. He's very small. He's much smaller than he looks on
television. Really? He looks like a tall man.
Yeah, he's short. But, you know, really cool. Seems like a really cool guy. Has had an amazing career where he started as a consumer reporter and was reporting on all the evil, bad businessmen. And, you know, there are some bad businessmen out there. But he ended up finding out that the businessmen pale in comparison, and as far as their badness is concerned, to the people calling themselves our protectors in government. And that's when he started to really open his mind to the ideas of liberty, and now he calls himself a libertarian. There's an article over at creators.com, that's the Creator Syndicate, where he goes into detail about why he's a libertarian. So we're going to get John Stossel on the program. I talked to his booking agent or whoever, somebody over at Fox today. And sounds like he's on for Saturday night. The only thing I'm waiting on is a phone number at which we can reach him. He's apparently already agreed to come on the air with us. I don't know how long we're going to have him for. That's the other thing I need to find out is how we can call him and how long we're going to have him. But at the very least, we are expecting John Stossel to appear on the program this Saturday night. And I hope I have not jinxed it. By announcing it. But you don't want to not announce somebody like John Stossel.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Over the years when we've had guests on the show, we don't do it very often. But over the years when we've had guests on the show, if I ever announce it in advance, something comes up. You know, the guest has to cancel. There's a technical difficulty. We can't get the guest on the air. And so hopefully all will go smoothly.
Jinxing is voodoo. I mean, like, he's going to come on or he's not going to come on, and it doesn't matter whether you announced it or not.
It
Unless
seems
he doesn't like the matter. Idea that you announced it.
It seems to sometimes matter if I
know. I know. I mean, causation, correlation, you know?
Sure, sure. So, by the way, he's an author as well. You know, he's written a couple books. Myths, Lies, and Downright Stupidity is one of them, and then the other one, Give Me a Break. And I read Give Me a Break. It's excellent. I've read excerpts of Myths, Lies. I actually own it, but I haven't had a chance to actually get through it. The guy is doing more for liberty than most people in the media today. He is an out libertarian, and his new show is fantastic on Fox Business.
He crafts his message in a way that really reaches out to the mainstreams, where
yes.
they can see see the stupidity, they can see the insanity and the things that the bureaucrats are telling them, and he just has this, really? You really want me to believe that? That's the underlying message in his stories, and they're just fantastic.
And he's actually got a team of researchers, where we're just a bunch of yahoos
on
the radio.
Stuff.
So he put some real time into crafting his message. But, of course, that's what TV is about. You,
right.
You know, you're out there creating something, and you want to make sure it's as polished as possible. And he's only doing an hour a week, his Stossel show. You know, we're doing 18 hours per week. He's doing an hour, and it's a great new format. If you haven't had the chance, go check it out. I believe it's available on their website over at Fox Business. Take a look at the program. Maybe if you have a question for him, he will hopefully be gracious enough to answer some phone calls. But that is coming up. I've watched a handful of his new show, and they're very good. I look forward to seeing the rest of them, because I've heard there was a really good one this last week where they actually had a panel discussion of what is libertarianism.
Hmm.
And so they brought in some radical libertarians and some of the not-so-radical ones. And I guess things got heated on the discussion of immigration.
Ah.
So that... I think will be a lot of fun, and maybe we can needle John and get him to answer some tough questions too. Who knows? We'll see what happens. And so I'm excited. This Saturday night, 7 o'clock.
It's
Eastern
a really
time.
Big deal.
Yeah, I think that may be our biggest interview. I mean, Ron Paul's pretty big, right?
Yeah. We had Judge Napolitano on.
But Ron Paul was campaigning, so it's kind of expected that he's going to do radio interviews. Napolitano's big, too.
Big.
I think John Stossel may be the biggest.
He's been around longer.
There's more coming up. He was the co-host of 2020 for a while. That's a pretty big thing. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime. Thanks, Sam, from ObscureTruth.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.